Baruch Haba, welcome to Evan Bez Hashem. Continue with Pel Yoitz and Shema 220, discussing Gezel. The Pel Yoitz turns attention to Gezel Hagoy and the severity of Gezel Hagoy. Gezel Hagoy is when a person steals from a non-Jew. And there are certain aspects of stealing from a non-Jew that are even more chomer, more serious, more severe than stealing from a yid. V'yadua shegezel hagoy chomer migezel Yisrael. The Pel Yoitz says it very clearly that stealing from a non-Jew is even worse than stealing from a Yisrael, from a yid. Shenilve imoy gam ovoin chilul Hashem hachomer. Because when a person steals from a non-Jew, he also has the Chilul Hashem factor. And we know that the severity of Chilul Hashem, Echad Shoigeg v'Echad Mezes b'Chilul Hashem, when the person didn't mean to do something, he didn't mean to do something, still Chilul Hashem. And just saying that, something pops into my head. I want to share with the Olam. I want to share something with you. There's a beautiful, beautiful thing that's going on when children get older. They become obligated to go daven. And fathers, mothers, now another responsibility. Not just let's bring the child to shul, but we have to bring the child to shul. And let's say the father already davened. So then either the father or the mother, or maybe the older sibling, will go drop them off. We have to be careful not to create a Chilul Hashem when it's not just this scenario. I'm just sharing with you this specific topic. When doing the mitzvah of bringing our children to drop them off to daven, what's the Chilul Hashem? Well, a person will go into a parking lot or into a driveway, drop off the child, so the child gets out. In the meantime, it's not a drop-off spot. It's not a drop-off spot. So another car will want to pull in, but the person didn't go all the way down to the driveway, just stopped there, and then backs out. Backs out onto a main street backwards, okay? And then more cars are being held up. So what are we doing over here? Without even acknowledging what's taking place, the person is creating all this unnecessary traffic. So they could do the mitzvah of dropping off Yankel at the shul to go daven. Or sometimes we pull over on the side of the road. We put on the hazards and we create a two-lane street to a one-lane street. Now, 5 seconds is one thing. 30 seconds is a different story. 5 minutes is another story. We have to be cognizant. We have to be aware. Not just think, okay, I have to drop off my child and pick off my child. And it's not just by meaning, it's by anywhere, by anything. Groups, friends, this and that. We have to avoid the Chilul Hashem. And the first step to avoid the Chilul Hashem is to be aware that we're not the only one on the road. The Kosuva Mikubalim, back to the Pel Yoitz. The Kosuva Mikubalim, She Yisrael Hagoyzel Es Hagoy. If a Yid steals from a non-Jew, you know what happens? What the ramifications are? Goyim Shehasar Shel Hagoy Yigzel Shefa Me'akdusha Shel HaKlipa. He causes that in Shemayim, the Sar of that nation that non-Jew is part of, steals away the kedusha from Klai Yisrael, from Yidden. So we're supposed to have Shefa Bracha coming down from Shemayim, this positive influence, and now it's pulled to the Umos HaOlam. This is what's taking place when a person steals from the non-Jew. And he says that's besides the Chilul Hashem.
So imagine a person sits down to a bottle that says poison. It sits down to ammonia, bleach. And he pours himself a cup and he's about to drink it. Who in their right mind would ever do something like that? That's absurd. He'd be killing himself. And then imagine he pours two cups because he has the gezel and he has the chil Hashem. And this, the Pel Yoit says, realize what a person might be doing if he steals from a non-Jew. And this is talking about any situation, whether it's business dealings, whether it's paying the non-Jew on time, paying him the full price. The examples are endless. Now think of the opposite now. If I may say for a second the opposite. Instead of the type of gezel from a guy, imagine there's an opportunity to pay the guy. And maybe even give him an extra card, write a card. How much does that cost? Write the card. Say, thank you for all your hard work for coming into work every day. You're doing such a great job at the office. Whatever he does, whatever she does. Maybe sometimes even a little gift. I'm going to tell you a story. I know a situation. It's unbelievable. It's exactly the Kiddush Hashem that we're talking about. Sometimes you have to look in Sfarim or books or you listen to stories online to find a good story. So I know the story firsthand. A person started a new job. And in this job, he has to travel 50 minutes to the job, to the office. A non-Jewish worker joined him at that new office to work under him. The non-Jewish worker used to drive less than 10 minutes. They'd rather work under this Yid who had such a Kiddush Hashem relationship with this individual, with the non-Jew. This is unheard of. You hear so about tzaddikim, you hear these stories. I don't want to say who the person is. I don't want to embarrass the person. He doesn't want the whole world to know about it. I know the person firsthand. This is an opportunity. These opportunities arise every single day. It's now the hot summer. It's crazy hot outside. Your garbage men go by. Try, if you hear the noise, you know what that noise should ring in your head? Mitzvah opportunity. Grab bottles of water and go outside and offer them the water. Offer them the water. They might say no. They might say yes. And you make a Kiddush Hashem. What does it cost you? A few dollars? Mamish? Nothing. You make a mamish, a Kiddush Hashem. The mailman comes by on a hot day like this. And they might say, oh, thank you. I just have it in my truck. No, but you offered it to them. And you were sincere about it. These are opportunities. We're taking out from the Pelioids. Of course, avoid the Chil Hashem. But let's grab the opportunities to make the Kiddush Hashem.